announces that hogs are really going down. I mean, Freeman. And so I told him to get you this morning, see if you couldn't send me some kind of report or bring it in when you come to see me before I leave on some goodies. That there's more money being paid into the Treasury by more people. Are there more taxpayers than we've ever had before? Or the income is higher than the nation's ever had it? Or that the gross national product's going to break all records? Have the most prosperous year America ever had since the Declaration of Independence. And it's 100 times what we made the first 100 years, or something of that type. It's really got some, we don't, Jerry Ford puts out more every day about what's bad than all of my 11 cabinet officers do about what's good. As Fulbright, he's raising hell about our missiles, Thailand, and Morris is hitting at us, and Jerry Ford, and I don't hear a damn thing about...
The trouble is, good news is no news, Mr. President. That's always the way.
Well, I'll tell you what it might do, though. I haven't had them, so I don't know whether it'd be good news or not. But if I had my 11 cabinet officers every day to send me before they go home that night, anything that they could give to balance off what they'd given that day that was bad, it would be helpful.
Yeah.
I'd take the responsibility then for not getting it in, but they don't send it to me. So I want words, you heard me last Thursday, this is Tuesday, I want the fact that there's 77 million and 81 working at the highest wages ever paid. Now if he'd send me a letter and come bring that in, walk out in the press and give them copies of it, by God, there'd be some mention of it.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
And you do it on the money end and on the good things and any other things you can think of. Now who runs this railroad association? I'm getting ready to take in after those babies. Is Stuart Saunders the stud duck?
No, he's one of the key.
I have got the antitrust boys off of them. After settle that strike, I've done everything a human being could. But I just talked to one of my boys on Interstate Commerce Commission, and if they open this thing up to trucks, they just started rabbit hunting, jump a bear. Who's our best friend on it? Saunders?
Saunders our best friend on it. And,
don't you think you ought to talk to him?
Well, I've got my stiff arm out as far as they're all concerned now. I just told my people here, somebody came in and said, well, the railroads say they'll get everybody down there and try to hold this bill the way it is. And I said, well, you go ahead, but anything they get from me from now on, they're going to really have to work for it, and work for it awful hard, because I don't take this, what's happened, lightly. And I, in other words, I'm reacting way you are. And
who do we talk to? That's what I want to know. You talk to your boys. I can tell my staff, blow off to them.
Well, I'm going to blow off to Stewart about it.
All right.
That's the fellow that'll do the most good. And
who are the other top?
I think the real question we ought to face here on this now is just what you put your finger on, trying to knock this thing out in conference. These damn lobbies, both on the labor side and the business side, are scoring too damn many points when they zoom in on some damn special issue, special privilege issue, like that fellow on the Maritime did, and this is another example. They're just getting too damn strong with us on the Hill on anything that where a real principle or issue is involved. I had that feeling again last night that our people up there are just too responsive to special interest pleading, and very, very weak on our side. This, too, gets back to your problem of leadership, Mr. President. And I'm glad you told Mike what you did, because the key vote on this thing is whether you're going to stand against all amendments. I don't care about whether they'll vote for the bill or not. I know it's going to pass overwhelmingly, but the key question is whether they will vote against any and all amendments.
All right, Joe, why don't you call Mike and ask him if you could come up and attend a meeting with he and Senator Dirksen, and then ask them if they wouldn't call in 20 or 30 key people to talk to them about how this bill's nullified. Say it's already down 25% here. Here's what's happened on the 25,000 one. You've knocked off $500 million out of the $2 billion. And here's what you've done here. Make it just look like it's just riddled with special options. And then ask them if they won't call in a group for you to talk to before it comes up Thursday. And say if they won't get it up before, by God. I asked him to get it up Thursday, if they could write that report today, so that the lobbyist wouldn't have all the weekend.
24 hours is very vital here. Time is working against us, and time the quicker we get it up, the less problem we're going to have, no question about it. Well, I'll do that, sir. And
get up and see him this afternoon. He wants me to come up and make a speech Friday, and I'm going up there to the Senate, and I just... okay.
All right, sir.